Okay, today I want to talk about a topic from this week's parasha, the topic of lying. What happened in this week's parasha? Esav, Yaakov presents himself in front of Yitzchak. Yitzchak asks him, "Who are you, my son? Who are you?" Anochi Esav b'cherecha. I am Esav, your firstborn. That's a lie. He was not his firstborn. Rashi, there struggles. How could Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ishtam, Yaakov Ish Emes, how could he lie? He didn't really lie. Just a matter of interpretation. Anochi, I am who I am. Esav, b'cherecha.
But that was also a lie, because Esav was not the b'char.
Why was he not the b'char? He was, because he sold the b'char. Interesting, good point. So we have to ask the Balei Kriya, right? We have to ask him, when he leans, does he pause? Anochi?
Well, what's the trap?
What? It's pashta.
There is no trap.
There is trap.
Yeah, but in the Sefer Torah, you don't...
We have a Messiah. We have a Messiah, Messinai.
You don't have your Google Glass.
Okay, there's a Messiah from Messinai. It's a pashta munach zokev katan, which is three words that go together, which means anochi esa b'charecha. It is I who was esa your firstborn. That's the trap. The trap puts it all together. Which the trap puts it all together. So it's really a pella, and the truth is there really is no answer. There is no answer how, there's no satisfactory answer. The whole story is bizarre and it's very...
No, there are times when you have to
lie
on the role of Esav. There's no question about it.
When you learn,
it's a
bida
of Yisrael
to let it be
b'racha timcha
zamalei.
That's so against the genetics.
Yeah, time. Okay. That's it. Okay.
You don't learn.
Karn matzif.
You don't learn with
the Lushin. You're right. Okay. So let's discuss. So this really is a topic of touched upon the topic of mishanin mibnei darkei shalom. Now, let me tell you, what I'm telling you today is coming from a sefer called Oitza Mahmad. Now, this sefer just is hot off the press. Not hot, but it's still warm. Warm off the press. It's volume 2. When we started this kollel, whatever it was, almost 3 years ago, I just at that time, it was published the first volume of this sefer called Oitza Mahmad. It was written by someone, I think, in Eretz Yisrael. If I'm not mistaken, someone told me he's from Arila Chosid?
Arila.
Someone told me that he's from that group. I don't know if it's true or not. Nosson Gutlib. Gutlib. I do not know. It's published by Oiz Vahadar. Oiz Vahadar is square. A lot of the stuff there is square. I'm not sure if the first volume was Oiz Vahadar. But they have here David Leifer. His name over here is in the front. So it seems that they've... it's very rare for them to take private svarim and bring it under their wings. They all their things are all like, you know, Shas, Rambam, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishneh Berurah, Chumash, the private svarim. I am not really familiar that they put their stamp on it. The first volume was amazing. I probably, in this coil, in the last 3 years, we probably went through every single thing in that sefer. It's basically all Minhagim. Minhagim, it's a likud of Minhagim, and interesting topics. We've gone through at least 80% of volume 1. I was very excited because in volume 1, it had an aleph, which indicated that it was going to one day be a volume base. That doesn't mean anything, because many times there isn't, but at least the person that had a machshava. And lo and behold, I walked into the svarim store. I don't buy too many svarim. I don't have money to buy too many svarim, but I saw this there. I was like, really? Could it be a base? Look at that. Lo and behold. And it's good news. Good news because I have what to say. So he has some very interesting topics. This sefer is also unbelievable. The topics are fascinating. And one of the topics he has here in this concept, this idea of a yaladi mishane mibnei darkei shaman. It's malake, different yesaidas, different ideas. So obviously this week's parish is a major source of the halacha of mishane mibnei darkei shalom. Another major source is in parshas, I don't even know which parish, parashas Vayechi, or is it parashas Miketz, where after the brothers, after Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers approach, it was parashas Vayechi, the one after he dies, the brothers approach Yosef and they say to us that before our father died, he told us to tell you that you should forgive them. Question is, so why didn't he tell you directly? Why did he tell us to tell you? Avicha tziva, your father commanded, koi samuli Yosef, ona sona lepesha, forgive the sins of your brother. That was a lie. Yaakov Avinu never told Yosef to forgive the brothers for the sin of selling. It's questionable did he even know that the brothers sold Yosef, but he certainly never told Yosef to forgive the brothers. Yet the assumption is, how were they allowed to do this? So the Gemara Masechta Yevam is coming up in Daf Yomi, not so far from now. Daf Samach, Hey Omer Rabbi Eloi, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Mutar Lo LaAdam L'Shanois.
We have that from Sora when the Ben Shalem told Avram Avinu.
It's another example in Achanami. There are numerous examples. This week's parasha is a very good example. This week's parasha, Nochi Yisabicharecha. What more do you want than that? But the Gemara, for whatever reason, quotes this as the prime example, prime source of parasha Yechi. Okay, the sugya of a person. There are many more examples. Okay, there are many examples in the Torah, and there are also many examples in the Gemara and the Talmud where Talmidei Chachamim lied. They lied in learning. What is the halacha? It's aser. Why do they say it's aser? And they know that they lied by telling, who says this? You're passing that it's aser. Who told you that it's aser? This is your own chiddush? Rav Moshe says it's aser. Rav Moshe says it's aser. It's an igris Moshe. Everyone, Rav Moshe says it's aser. It's aser. Lady, you ask him, where? Tell me which tshuva doesn't really say it there. I lied. Because if I would tell you that I'm telling you that it's us, no one will listen to me. So if I tell you that Rav Moshe says it's us, everyone's going to listen to me. You have a few examples of this. It's shocking. It's just outrageous. Where Amoraim lied when they were asked the halacha question. They passed in the halacha, and they told their people, the listeners, that the one that said it us was the Gadol Hadar. Outrageous. How could they do this? So the Gemara says that in certain instances you're allowed to lie. There's such a concept, Mishan Medei Dark Yisham. Okay, that's that we know. No, these are open, outrageous lies. Anochi Esav B'chorecha, that's an open lie. I mean, Rashi says, Anochi, comma, Esav B'chorecha. All right, but these are open lies. There's a very popular medrash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, Hashem consulted with various midos. Chesed. Chesed said, Hashem said, Chesed, should I create the world? Chesed, yes. Create the world. The human beings will be goyim lechasadim. Hashem then said to Sholem, should I create the world? No. Don't create the people there. Kulam kitata. They're people of strife. Don't create the world. Okay, does anyone remember the next one? There's some other ones. Din? The one who said yes. There's another me that said yes. I don't remember. And then the Gemara said to MS. MS, should I create the world? MS said no. Kulam kitata. They're kulam kazevim. They're all liars. So the Medrash goes, Hashem took MS and he threw MS to the world. Get out of here. Goodbye. And then Hashem created the world. What did that accomplish? But there's still Sholem. Even though Hashem dismissed MS, but how did Hashem deal with the midah of Sholem? So the Gemara says, once there's no MS, then there can be Sholem. Because if there's Sheker, Mishanin Mipnei Dargei Sholem. In order to bring Sholem, sometimes you need to lie. And that is
mutter. Too much MS causes strife.
Yeah, exactly. So they have to be diplomatic. You have to stretch the truth.
How do I look? Do I look good?
Mishanin Mivnei Darkesh. Okay, now this is not really what I want to talk about. This is all Hagdama. What I really want to talk about is, which is the topic of this chapter, there is an amazing Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Okay, there is an amazing Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid that comments on this Chazal. Chazal do not make any exceptions. Mishanin Mibnei Dargei Sholom. No limitation. Whatever you want to say, whatever the needs are, whatever the situation is, you're allowed to lie. A white lie, a black lie, whatever, to lie about the past, a lie about the future. Dargei Sholem, you're allowed to lie. It's Chazal, a Gemara. I'm not making this up. It's a Gemara. No exceptions, no limitations. You have to use your seichel.
Mortgages, you're allowed to lie.
No, that's Gezel. That's Gezel. Yeah.
How old are you? 45 is low teens.
How can you define
Dargei Sholem? I cannot define Dargei. Every situation is different. Okay, we're going to discuss it. Okay, we're going to discuss now. This is the topic of his conversation, of the session. Along with Rida Chassid, he says, not so fast. This that Chazal said, you lied a lie, and they Dargei Sholem. Okay, first, let me just try and get something out which you touched upon. The rule of lying only applies when you're not causing harm to someone else. When you're lying about money, about a mortgage, you're not just lying, first of all, that's not called Dargei Sholem, but you're causing harm. When you lie and someone else is paying the bill, that's Gezel.
One of the women who were arrested of these had a baby 2 weeks ago. So someone said she just had a baby. So I said, she didn't have a baby, I had a baby. I paid for the hospital, I paid for the Medicaid, I paid for the Impetur, and I paid for the Section 8. So I
have a thing. Okay, so when the lying causes harm, when your lie directly causes someone else to suffer in any way whatsoever, whether it's money, to lose money, or whether it's to suffer any pain or anguish, then there's no heter of Mishan Mibnei Dargei Sholem. Mishan Mibnei Dargei Sholem is when you're dealing primarily with a dispute between two friends, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are enemies. So a mediator says to Reuven and Shimon, they try to mediate between the two, and it's completely in between these two individuals. Does not leave these individuals. That's where we apply the rule of Mishan Dargei Sholem, to bring peace between two people. And where the law is not going to cause anyone else sorrow, anyone else loss of money, that's where it is permitted. Otherwise, it is 100% usur. Okay, let's put that aside. Now let's go a step further. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and he says, not so fast. You're only allowed to lie concerning an event that happened in the past, but you're not allowed to lie about the future. Every time you're in a situation, there's a katata, there's a quarrel, you want to lie about them. You want to rewrite history? Okay, you have a Gemara. Gemara says you can play around with this, you gotta be very careful. But for the future, absolutely not. And he gives an example. Let's say Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, do me a favor, lend me $100. So Shimon can say one of two things. Shimon can say, I'm sorry, I'm not lending you $100 because I don't believe you'll ever pay me back. That's a nasty thing to say. And if you say that, I can't lend you. Why? Tell me why. I don't believe you're going to pay me back. I don't trust you. You don't trust me. I'm not your friend anymore. Ani lo chaver. That's it. I'm not your friend anymore. Katata. So what would be the diplomatic thing to say? I don't have the money. You don't have the money? You got plenty of money. Under your stashed in your mattress. Thousands of dollars. So, questions. Are you allowed to lend? This is a question of the future. Will you pay me back? We're not dealing here with two Reuven and Shimon. They hate each other, at each other's throats. And now comes the mediator. We're going to make peace. Yeah. He never really said this. Why do you hate him? Because he said this about it. He never really said, did he say it? but the mediator's lies, he never really said it. You don't understand? He said this. He changed one word and it meant something entirely different. So there's no need to hate him. Why do you hate him? Because he said this? No, he didn't really say it. About the past, to smooth out an old fight, that is where Chazal allowed you.
Based on a Chumash, Aaron used to be in Sholem.
Exactly, okay.
So on the past,
exactly. But on the future, and he gives exactly this example, please lend me $100. No, why not? You're not allowed to say because I don't have the money. You're not allowed to lie. Midvar Sheker Terchok. What excuse is this? Oh, but But if I'm going to tell him the truth, he's going to hate me. There's going to be a lack of shalom. There's going to now be a lack of shalom between me and him. We're not going to be the same friends anymore because I don't trust him. So what? It's the future. Right now you're at peace. Reuben and Shimon, until this ma'aseh happened, you're best friends. And now this potential for there to be ketata, you're not allowed to lie because of a sophic ketata that will result through your lie. An amazing chiddush. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, is this chiddush Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid l'halacha? So he goes here through with a fine comb all the paiskim. First, start with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says he quotes l'halacha. Now, by the way, where are these halachas quoted? Where are these halachas quoted? You would think it's Chayim Chayim Mishpat, right? Not Chayim, it's quoted in Ar Chaim. There's a very interesting simon, Kuf Nun Vav. Kuf Nun Vav is after the laws of Tzilon Besakneses. There's a short simon of Seder Masa Umatan. It's probably the most important simon in the whole Shulchan Aruch. Ar Chaim, simon Kuf Nun Vav. Seder Masa Umatan. I'll read you the Hamachaber. After you finish davening, you do all your holy things. You should go to work. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says you should go to work. What are you doing? You go to call HaTorah Sheini Malacha, any Torah. If you're learning, there's no Malacha, B'Tela. It'll come to an end. V'goyreres Ovan, it causes sin. Ki Ha'oini Yavirenu Al Das Kani. Poverty causes a person to do the worst Averis possible. The ikur should be learning, rather the Torah say keva, el arai the Torah say keva. V'ze yiskayim biyadai. And then he goes on to say v'yisa v'yitain be'amuna. Your dealings and business should be faithful. Okay. On this simon in Shulchan Aruch, there's a very, very long Magen Avraham, and he goes off on a tangent. And he tells you all of the important things about life. He gives you a whole hadrach in life. The Mishnah Brura quotes many of the things that the Magen Avraham writes. Okay, the Hanhogas Adam Sachli Yossi Kedaya. I can't go through the whole thing. It's a very, very long, probably one of the longest Mishnah Brurahs. Kof Nun Vav. Kof, so one of the longest Mishnah Brurahs probably in the entire Sefer Mishnah Brura. Possibly the longest Mishnah Brura. He just goes on. He basically quotes from the Magen Avraham all of the various things that a person. The Kama Mehem Hetikon Hamagin Avram Midivri Harambam, the Shari Harishainin, the Chain Kama Hanhogos Tavim, Hamaskim Bidivri Rabbi Sinachas and Lavracha, Lachain, the Ephraim Mishnah writes, Loy Echdol Gamke Melahatik Mikzas Nadvaram Po. I'm also not going to hold back. Let me tell you about life. Let me tell you how to live your life. And he goes on for two pages to tell you what, two columns to tell you what to do in life. Among the things he quotes here is. What? Probably not. Okay. Okay, so this should have been the first simon.
Right.
It's a chaval. It should have been the first simon. Maybe we would know it better. Okay, then in the middle of the second column, he writes about Hanifa, and he writes about lying. So he says over here, let me find it over here. He writes, Yizohim Litzonis, V'chanifus, V'chen Yirchak, Mishaker, B'tachlis Harichok. Stay far away from Sheker. Ach, there's an exception, the Mishnah Berurah says. B'bnei HaSholoim Mutar L'shanis. You're allowed to lie. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Sefer HaChassidim and says that you're not allowed to lie, the difference between the past and the future. However, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting much of what he says from the Magen Avraham does say it. The Magen Avraham says lahalacha like the Sefer HaChassidim. He quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes it lahalacha, and the Prima Gadim as well, and the Eli Rabba as well. He says that yes, they quote it and they discuss it, and from the fact they quote and they discuss it, it's mashma, they agree with the Sefer HaChassidim that this exception of Nedarkei Shalom is only for the past. But But if it involves a question of what's going to be in the future, please lend me $100. Sorry, I know I'm not giving you $100. You're not allowed to say, I don't have the money. The person right away realizes you don't trust him, so so be it. He won't like you, so he won't like you. Too bad you're not allowed to lie. That's how far it goes. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this. And in fact, what does the Mishnah Berurah do? He has here brackets. And in the brackets, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ayin Mogen Avram, Masha Kosav, B'Shem HaSefer Chasidim, V'Tzorich Iyin V'Zeh. The Mishnah Berurah, he mentions, watch out, there's a Sefer HaChasidim that differentiates Darkei Shalom past and the future. I'm not being Machriya. Tzorich Iyin. The Magen Avram says it's lahalacha. Prima Godim says it's lahalacha. The Eli Rabba, who the Mishnah Berurah quotes, every other lois is the Eli Rabba, lahalacha, not the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, he doesn't want to pass him. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah, who is nizer in Lashon Hara, okay, the one that was the most nizer in Lashon Hara, it seems to say, you need a lie, do what you need to do, even for the future. Not like the Sefer HaChasidim. It's an amazing thing. The Mishnah Berurah took a hard line. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't into Gzeiris, Sheyat Yachol Atzilah. The Mishnah Berurah took a hard line in many areas of Halacha.
He knew what was going down.
He took a hard line here. Over here, he's telling us that you're allowed to be pretty much, he's not being Machriya. Tzorchi in the Zetz. Mashmi disagrees. Mashmi line line no matter what. Now, what about the, and now he quotes over here from the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. He won that one of his from Sfas Tamim. He doesn't mention the Sefer Chasidim at all. Zero. Which is mashma. He says, the mutter l'shanas v'bnei ha-shalom. He doesn't make any exception to the rule in the Sefer called Sfas Tamim. Here in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, look at the Sefer Chasidim Tzarchian. In this other Sefer, he doesn't even mention, which is mashma, he holds on the chatur. You're allowed to lie. So,
they used to make shalom.
Even for the future. Even for the future, very bechidish. What about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to paskin not like the Sefer HaChasidim, that you're allowed to lie for the future. He has there a bracket in the Sefer, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he has there a bracket, a little insertion, where he says that it's a tzarechin, look at the Sefer HaChasidim. He writes, when we call Mokoyim Tzorchim Tzas, Kevin Shasholim Godel Mikol Neil, the Sefer HaChasidim say, let me quote, V'zeh L'shaynai, Loi Amru Mutur L'shanai Sevnei Darkei Hashem Ela B'sibet V'am Shekvar, oh no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quotes the Sefer HaChasidim, V'loi B'dova Shalahaba, but then in brackets, the Sefer Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Ulam b'horosh nechlova b'risios ketanus b'miskarayim kosov zeloshen u'mikomokom tzarchin k'tzas. I wrote this lahalacha, my shulchan aruch, but it's not so simple. Kevan shahasholem godol mikol mitzvahis imkein minolon. Where did the Sefer HaChasidim get this? Dilashanais b'lahaba osir. It's not so clear. Yes, he questions him, but he quotes Allah halacha. He quotes Allah halacha. Okay, now what is...
Just like you said in the beginning, that most of the Shalom Bayis is money. Most people, when they get into fights, don't have money. So there's going to be no way of Darkei Shalom unless you lie about money.
Okay, so it's a fascinating discussion. Everyone gets involved. The Baal Shem Tov discusses this. And the Shalom Aleichem discusses this. And the question is, where did he get this from? So everyone has different ideas. Basically, is in the future, it's logical. This is what many of the poskim can try to say, is that when there's an old fight, there is a quarrel, two individuals hate each other, or Shalom Bayis, husband and wife, that you're dealing with a problem. That's where Chazal said, "Mishan b'nei darkei shalom." When there is no problem, and it's a suffix, will it become a problem? That's already a much weaker situation. You have no heter to lie. That's pretty much how most of the poskim explain the lumdis for the Sefer HaChasidim. However, there's another reason, and what's fascinating is that it was discovered recently, a new edition, a Ksav Yad of the Sefer HaChasidim, which has, let me read you exactly the Yadua, the Chochmot Vinav, the Yachin Motzendra of Yehuda Chasid Yasin Shvesh Lungan Father, The Av, the Besefer HaChasidim Shalufanenu Sosam Rebita Chasid Adavoloi Perish Lahed Yedvarav Ulam Bishnas Tof Resh Nun Aleph. Okay, that's a long time ago. We're dealing with it more than 100 years ago. Tof Resh. Okay, we're dealing with more than 100 years ago.
91.
Nitfas Bir Berlin Sefer HaChasidim is another edition. It's not common. It's not what you're going to find in the bookstores, but it's a non-common edition. Sefer HaChasidim Al Pi Kisveyad Parma. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Parma. V'sham yesh harbe hoysafos v'shinu nuschos. V'gam halach zuhu v'sham. And there, this particular halach, there are a few more words in the Sefer HaChasidim. V'hoysafos kama tevos levar hatam v'zeh v'zeh loshen sham davar shekvar ovar lo yargil lovo lidei sheker. So he explains, it's a slippery slope. It's not because of a small ketata, a big ketata, an established ketata. There's a danger in lying that it's addictive. You'll get used to it. So the situations about lying about the past are few and far in between. How often do you have a situation where there's a fight between two shalom bayis? How often? Okay, so shalom bayis, it appears it was not. But when you're dealing in business, every day you're going into a meeting, a business meeting. I'm going to speak to my creditors, my investors. I need them to give more money. I need to raise more, another $1 million of capital to put into the business. I don't want to say things they're not going to like to hear. I got to lie a little bit for the future that everything should be rosy. The future, he seems to explain, is something which is very common. And once you're allowed to get, say, a lie for the future, you will very quickly become addicted to lying. You'll be a serial liar, and then you're finished. When you're dealing with the past,
that buys them. Because if you tell a person,
they're not going to believe you.
Now, they'll come tomorrow, say, you have money ready? And they'll come next week, so you're going to say the same, I don't have money. When you get I get a creditor, he calls me, he says, you owe money from 5 years ago. So I say, show me the bill. Then he calls me again, did you get the bill? I say, yeah, I don't remember it.
Right. One thing leads. So this is the Yisodis, and this Kisveyad is one more word. Yargil. The difference between the past and the future is the past is not common. So once in a while you can lie, but the future is every day. And if we're going to allow you to lie in Neidark Yeshalom, it's a bar that has no end, a bottomless pit. And there's no end, and therefore, cut it out. No exceptions whatsoever. Mishnah Berurah is doesn't necessarily agree with this. Okay, one other quick thing. A person that is Mishana B'Diburo, a person that lies, is called a Goylam. This is an important insight. It says in the Mishnah, this is an important thing to remember that one of the terms. Oh no, I'm jumping ahead. That's something else. That's the next paragraph.
It's very interesting what you're saying. If you follow this advice, Chilayargo will come out. The person who's lying the most is the guy who's making shalom between the shalom bodies. The chacham, the rebbe, or whatever the counselor, he's lying all the time because there's all these couples coming. He's used to lying. He knows how to do it well. But a regular layman doesn't get involved in that.
Okay, he also brings that some poskim say that this one is in the only means something like what Yaakov Avinu did. This week's parasha. Anochi Esav Bichayrecha. It's not an outright lie. All right, it's a hard sell. He says that the Chavetz Chaim from the Chavetz Chaim is not mashma. The Chavetz Chaim is mashma that this heter of lying Neidark Yisholim, where you're not causing anyone else a loss of money or anyone else harm, is even an outright lie. Not such a lie where it's Anochi Esav Bicharecha. Difficult sugya, especially today's day and age. What?
Maybe
a question mark. Rav Pam was very held in our day and age. You know, you're not allowed to make use of any of these heterim. Rav Pam says in our day and age, because we're under such scrutiny by the Goyim, the Chil Hashem is so great, you have to bend backwards to be 110% honest, even when Halacha does not call for it. Many stories where people came to me, Tos Akum, Al Pi Halacha, it's Mutter, and it's a computer glitch, and so on and so forth. Rav Pam was always very machmir. You're not allowed in any any shape or form to lie in any way and take advantage of anyone, even when halacha, you can find a term in halacha, especially bizman hazeh, when we are under scrutiny of the goyim, it's a very big chil Hashem, and you cannot be married with yourself in such a way. So then it is... What?
Low 20s.
What?
Girl 35 is low 20s.